Overall, did you enjoy your time with the Bills? Did you ever think, I wish I'd been drafted by a different team, or I could have been in a warmer climate?
That's another funny story. I actually thought I was going to be drafted by the Oakland Raiders. Week before the draft, Pete Beathard was a scout for the Raiders, came down. I worked out for him. And leaving, taken him to the airport, he told me right then, we're going to purchase you a ticket. And on draft day, when we call you, get on a plane and come on out. The Raiders' draft number was 19. The Bills was 18. So I missed going to the Raiders by 5 minutes. It was pretty much a slam dunk that I would have gone to the Raiders because leading up to the draft, preparing to draft me, they traded probably one of the premier tight ends in the NFL at the time, a guy named Raymond Chester. They traded him.
So they were blindsided by Buffalo. And did you feel interest from Buffalo?
No, not at all until draft day.
And you probably told Oakland they knew that nobody else had shown the interest they had.
It really didn't come up. It was just, we're going to draft you in the first round. Here's the deal. And so I got a call from Lou Saban, who was the head coach of the Bills at the time, the day of the draft, and he asked me if I was interested in playing for the Bills. Well, I couldn't say no. So I told him, I just want to play ball. Doesn't matter where it is.
So why?
They blackballed you at the time. Today, players that aren't satisfied with who drafts them, they can sit out the draft. They can sit out to the next year and get drafted again. We didn't have that choice back then. It was, you play for who drafts you, or you don't play at all.
So if you'd said no to Lou Saban,
then it would have gotten out amongst the teams that Reuben Gant doesn't want to play.
And it would have gone out pretty fast.
Pretty fast, because they're all in the same room. So I just want to play ball. Well, Lou called me back in 5 minutes and said, welcome to the Buffalo Bills.
And you were
dumbfounded. Right.
So as you look back with the Buffalo Bills, can you say, well, maybe it was good that I went there. Some good things came of it, and it was all right.
It was all right. Some good things did come of it because I learned and I grew a lot as an adult. Buffalo is a town not unlike Tulsa, very segregated, a little bit more diverse than Tulsa. But, you know, I learned a lot from the experience. Made good friends, so I got something out of it, more than just a paycheck.
Did you feel racial discrimination there?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I thought that went away when somebody proves himself in a sport. Then it seems like the color goes away.
No, not necessarily. You command and you receive a higher level of respect publicly. But it's all the same. You still feel the ills of racism and discrimination in some form or fashion.
So as you went about Buffalo, a lot of people knew you and a lot of people didn't.
Right.
And so you felt racial discrimination, as you just said.
Right.